You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We've been talking about all kinds of communities on the show this week, and this next one is a little bit hidden. And were it out in public, it would definitely catch your eye. And now's the time to tell you that if you're listening with kids, we're about to talk about nudity. The nudism industry. Nude tourism is a big and growing industry. Author Mark Haskell-Smith saw, and yes, bared it all to write his new book, Naked at Lunch. He joins us to talk about the business of being naked.
There's the nudist resorts. You know, I went to one in Palm Springs, but there's 200 in the United States that are, you know, basically hotels and with swimming pools and a lot of times with lakes and park areas that are strictly nudist. A lot of pickleball courts. And then I went on a cruise, which was basically a Holland-American cruise ship that had been commandeered by nudists. There were 2,000 nudists on the cruise. And in Europe, you know, you have some cities, like I went to a town called Vera in the south of Spain, which has a very famous nude beach. And so the whole town is clothing optional. And when I interviewed the mayor there, he said that, you know, they call them naturists there, but basically the nudists were the prime economic driver for their whole area.
That's amazing. You talk about something like Holland America. I mean, that's a major company. What is in it for them, economically speaking, or for this town in Spain, to have this kind of nudist appeal?
It gets the butts in the seats, I guess, is one way to say it. I mean, basically, you know, you've got a cruise ship that is rented by a nudist cruise company. And last year, there were about 45 of these cruises and Princess Cruises and, you know, all the different lines. It's a charter. So they charter their ships and they go to the same ports they go for what we call a textile cruise, people wearing clothes. For them, it's a big business.
How much does it cost to go on one of those things?
It was about $5,000 for a week in the Caribbean.
You practice an immersive blend of journalism, shall we say. What was it like to get comfortable shopping naked, sitting by the pool reading your book naked, just doing all this stuff without clothes?
It took a while because, you know, I'm sort of, I guess, like anybody, I don't really go out of the house without clothes on ever. So the first couple times I did it, I was a bit petrified and I would spend hours putting on sunblock so that my entire body became quite shiny. But as I got more used to it, and particularly when I was in this place in France called Cap d'Agde, which is a city, and there's basically 60,000 nudists in this place. And so all the grocery stores and the restaurants and, you know, there's even a dry cleaners there. Everything is conducted in the nude. So by the time I was nude grocery shopping, I just had sort of embraced the ridiculousness of the whole situation and began to enjoy it, actually.
Tell me what it was like to shop naked.
It was so weird. It was really kind of fun, I have to admit. Normally, I think people check each other out when they're at, like, grocery stores or anywhere, you know, and it's no different when everyone's nude. Only now, it's just kind of like no big deal. It's like, you know, oh, that was woman's breasts, and oh, there's that guy, okay, and here I am. And for me, ultimately, trying to speak French was way more embarrassing than being naked.
My mind sort of has this picture of nudism probably firmly rooted somewhere in the 60s, maybe in the 70s. But this is a big industry now. How big are we talking about?
The numbers are like $440 million a year. And
wow.
That's cruises, resorts, and merchandise. This is according
to the... What kind of merchandise?
I know, right? T-shirts that you don't wear. I don't really know. But that's according to the American Association for Nude Recreation, which is like a trade organization.
Is this something that you see as an expanding industry, or is this growing?
It seems to be. Particularly the cruise ship part of it is really taking off. I mean, I think it started about 15 years ago, and there was maybe one or two charters, and now there's about 45 ships going out every year. So that seems to be taking off. And, you know, one of the things that they're not resorts, but there's... Particularly in Pasco County, which is just north of Tampa, Florida, there's housing developments, these entire subdivisions that are for nudists. So they're, you know, there's a whole real estate market of people who buy into these areas. So you go get your mail in the nude, you're mowing your grass in the nude, you know. So there's that too, which might not even be in that 440 million calculation.
Someone in this book tells you that nudism is a completely anti-capitalist statement, and if everybody did it, our economy would crash. What do you think about that?
I actually kind of love that. You know, the one thing about nudists that I found fascinating, and one of the reasons I wrote the book, is because they're rebels, right? They're people who, they stand up against all the, you know, rules of church and society and even some of our laws. A lot of them risk a stigma that could cost them their jobs. And they do it just because it feels good. And that's what that guy was saying, was like, that is a completely anti-capitalist thing. You don't need to purchase anything to be happy.
And at the end of all of this, do you feel that way?
No, I still like to buy stuff. You know, I have actually a lot of sympathy and respect for people who are nudists. And I will confess, I do like to skinny dip. But would I like to stand around a barbecue in Palm Springs with 100 naked retirees? Probably not.
Mark Haskell-Smith is the author of Naked at Lunch. Thank you so much.
Thank you.